Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. If you're listening to this now, I already posted a video I made on my YouTube channel, the Shop Life YouTube channel. It's a tribute to my hero, my automotive hero, Scotty Kilmer. Check it out. It's up. It's on there, unless it got taken down. I don't know. But I like that guy, man. He's wild. I think it's hilarious. I think he's hilarious. Missed a couple weeks because I actually recorded a podcast for last week, and I decided not to put that one out. I didn't put it out because it was a little harsh. And I wouldn't even post that on my Patreon page if I still had it. So I went ahead and deleted it, and I'm going to start all over. I skipped another week. It is what it is, dude. So today, I have some email questions I'm going to answer. And then talk about whatever the hell else I talk about. Alright, let's see here. I got a bunch of emails, but here's one of the emails I've gotten recently. Listen to an autistic try to read an email. Might have a podcast topic for you. What are your thoughts on hour guarantees? In our shop, when it's slow, techs are guaranteed... In our shop, when it's slow, techs are guaranteed 72 paid hours if they're at their toolbox ready to work for 80 hours, 5-day work week and a 2-week pay period. All of our techs think it's bullshit that they're missing out on 8 hours of pay and go home early. Then, in a slow pay period, they're making probably 50 to 60 hours. I'm the only tech that stays till the end of the day for the guarantee and always end up getting the bullshit tow-ins at 30 minutes till close. For reference, we have 11 bay shop, 9 techs, and get approximately 30 to 40 hours of CP / warranty work on slow days and 60 on the good ones. 60 hours a day? I don't know. But I think them crying about not getting the extra 8 is a little bit crazy to me. Especially if they're only making 50, 60 hours during a 2-week pay period, if I read that correctly. Autistic. And if you stay till the end of the day, every day like you're supposed to, and you do get the bullshit towing cars, all you need to do is make 8 hours off of those and ride the fucking wave, right? As long as you're at work clocked in for 80 hours, you got that guaranteed 72 plus what you sold on the tow-ins. There you go. I like guarantees. I think it's a good start to keep technicians. I also like flat rate because I can crank out hours when the hours are there. That's when the problem comes with flat rate. I mean, really, why don't shops guarantee you 40 hours a week? Because they make you work at least 50. And during the interview, they always say our techs are making 50, 60 hours a week. No problem, right? We all heard that. Then if that's true, guarantee me 40 hours at my pay rate. If everybody's making 50, 60 hours a week, then guarantee me 40. If they can't do that, then they're lying. My opinion. They lie to you right off the bat. And then they wonder why there's a technician shortage. But this guy's shop has a guarantee of at least 72 hours. That's a start. You know you're going to at least make that, right? If you can't turn 8 hours more in 2 weeks at that shop, then leave. That's what I got to say. Here's another one. How would you deal with a dispatcher who's also flat rate and on the buddy system with the boss? Here we go. I'm a young master technician at a pretty big dealership. I've been there about 3 years and have been in dealerships for 6. Holy crap. I used to be an 80 to 100 hour a week tech, and then shortly after the dispatcher change, I've become a 20 to 30 hour a week tech and just can't do it anymore. I'm looking into other careers at this point because I don't think I can handle running through various dealers for the rest of my life. Thank you for your time. 80 to 100 hours a week down to 20 to 30 hours a week because of a dispatcher change. Hey! Didn't I talk about this on my last episode or one of the last episodes? Where anything can change in a blink of an eye. This is a huge problem, dude. The buddy system, along with the flat rate technician who dispatches the work. Then add on top of that a 6-year master tech that potentially has a long productive career ahead of him that's about to leave the industry. What's going on, dude? I get these emails all the time. Same situations. It's ridiculous. Techs say that they're hiring in more techs than they need. More techs than the amount of work that they have. Work's getting less and less, hours less and less. What's going on? Going from 80 to 100 hours a week down to 20 to 30, that's a life-changing event right there. What would I do in that situation? I'd go right in the office and lose my shit. Do I recommend doing that? No, I don't, obviously. It's not going to fix anything, especially if it actually is a buddy system. If it's a buddy system, you're basically screwed. And if you don't want to bounce around shop to shop, then the only thing you can do is look at other careers at this point. And I understand you don't want to bounce around shop to shop, because it's probably going to be the same old shit at every other shop you bounce around at. And that's terrible, dude. That's sad. That's sad. I don't know anything about this technician. I don't know his abilities, his experience, besides what he told me. But the only way I've seen this happen before is when they try to get somebody to quit. Somebody that's either spoke up about the bullshit going on and now you're a target, or somebody with a shitty attitude, somebody that's a hack, somebody they're afraid to fire, they just want them to quit. That's when I've seen stuff like this go down. And I've literally seen it happen. But, like I said, I don't know this guy's situation, but it sounds like it's a pretty shitty one, if you ask me. Honestly, I don't know what this guy should do. I'm definitely not going to say stick it out there and keep your head down and hope for the best, because that's going to be stupid to do that. 80 to 100 hours a week down to 20 or 30. I don't know, dude. Life-changing event. I'd be gone. I don't know. If anybody else out there has any ideas, email me. I'll let them know. Because I don't know. Got another email from someone saying that every shop is hiring but won't hire him, and he thinks it's because he's 50 years old. Think about that for a little bit. Imagine if this happened to you. I mean, I'm 40. I don't know this guy's skill level or his reputation around wherever he is, but let's say it's good. Remember, there's a technician shortage, and this guy wants to work. Nobody will hire him because he's 50 years old. Corporate lizard people probably to blame for this, but how's that supposed to make us technicians feel? We're all going to get older, right? I guess we better hope we're at a good shop when we reach 50 years old and stick it out and just stay there and deal with their bullshit. I guess that's what we have to do. That's the way they're making it seem, if this is true. I don't know. So I started watching the newest Drive to Survive on Netflix, the F1. And I was watching Lando Norris. He signed a long contract with McLaren. And I was thinking of that as being a technician working at a dealership or a shop. You're basically signing a contract to work there, but you're not signing a contract, right? You can quit anytime. So I was watching it, and Lando Norris, his car was a piece of crap. It was slow. His team's trash in the beginning of the season. This was last year, 2023. He even talked about it. He said, you know, this car is slow. I don't know what's going on. He was having talks with other team managers, team principals, whatever they call themselves. Lando Norris, young driver, right? Really good driver. But he's got a shitty team, shitty car. And he complained about it. And he also has a young teammate who's really good, Oscar Piastri. And he's watching this happen, right? Just like a technician at a dealership is having trouble not making hours. And then another new hire comes in and he's watching this guy get frustrated. And he's wondering, hey, is this going to happen to me, right? So I was watching this and I was thinking, this is kind of like working at a shop. Lando Norris, number one driver, shitty car, complains on interviews about the car, and the manager actually does something about it, and then a couple races later, he's doing really good, right? So he's happy. He's happy again. They didn't want him to sign with another team, right? So they made him happy, just like at a shop. You've been there 10 years, you complain because you're not getting work, and what do? They give you good work. Make you happy. Make you not leave. Then all the other teams started doing even better. Those teams were already ahead in the beginning, and they have a budget cap. Just like your boss says he has a budget cap, right? They all say they got a budget cap. That new machine, I can't fix that new machine. You guys gotta fix it. Find a way to make it work. It's not in the budget. Numbers. So they put all their money they had to get that car to be fast enough to be competitive early in the season. Make their drivers happy. They were. Then everybody else started getting better. And they didn't have enough money to go faster to keep up with everybody else later in the season. So what I'm saying here is, if you're at a shitty shop, and what you do, like that dispatcher's doing, he's taking money from this guy to pay other guys, basically. He's taking work away from this guy who's making 80 to 100 hours a week, and he's giving it to other people so they can make money. And he's robbing Peter to pay Paul, basically. If your shop is doing that, it's probably time to think about leaving. Once they get to that point, it's a shit show. That's what it is. It's not going to get any better. Management is terrible. That's the cause of all the issues that we have, is management. We managed to get our asses to work and fix cars right the first time. They need to manage to get customers in there to give us enough work. If they hire in more technicians than they need, then they start taking money, work, away from the techs that have been there for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, and give it to the new guys to keep them happy. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Their management skills are terrible. The place is going to fall apart, and it's probably going to get sold. That's the way I see it. So quit. That's my fucking opinion right there. Loyalty to your job means nothing if you can't pay your bills working there. You should be loyal to your wife, your husband, your kids, your family, your close friends. Not a fucking job where you're just a number. Because that's all you are, is just a number that produces numbers for the lizard people. The numbers you produce are more important to them than you are. I mean, I hate to say it, but in all honesty, if you think quitting your shop is going to affect them, it's not. That place is just going to hire in another body, train them how to work the way they want them to, brainwash them into thinking that's the best place to work at, and you're going to be moving on to another place. It's going to affect them a little bit, but in the long run, it's not going to affect them. So another thing I wanted to talk about is, what does it mean to be successful? This is something that's been bothering me for a while. Not too long ago, I had an opportunity brought to me that it could have been life-changing, honestly, and I declined it. Why did I decline it? Why did I drink a case of beer after I declined this job opportunity? Everybody has their own opinion on what being successful is. I declined that job offer. What I realized after speaking with people is that I am very successful. I achieved way more than I ever expected just being a technician, a mechanic. You know what I'm saying? I got 3 cars. I have a 3,000 square foot home, okay? My pool is 38 by 18, and that's in feet. And I hate the fucking thing. I don't even want the pool. My wife, I've been married to her for 18 years. She's a stay-at-home mom. I have 2 awesome kids, 3 dogs. I'm very successful. Couldn't be happier. So what I'm saying is, my opinion of success, I believe I achieved it. What's next from here? More money, right? We all want more money. But the problem with more money, which is why I declined this job offer, is with more money comes sacrifice. And that's what I'm not willing to do. And that sacrifice is going to be time away from your family. And I'm not willing to do that. I don't live to work. Okay? If my job I'm at now doesn't work out, I'll go somewhere else. It doesn't fucking affect me at all. I can go anywhere. I used to think owning a shop or a business would make me successful. Well, after some research and digging up shit on the internet and finding out most people are liars, most businesses of any kind, automotive, restaurant, doesn't matter, the owners are usually divorced at least one time, separated from their kids if they even have any, probably on some kind of medication, whether it's prescription or from fucking Mexico. Somewhere on the scale of an alcoholic, if they're not a drug addict. I don't know. Usually this is the case, because what it takes to run a successful business is sacrifice. You have to be at that business every day, all day. That's it. That's all you do if you want to be successful. And hey, the good ones that do it, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of small shops, small businesses, they're very successful. Good for them. That's awesome. But also, you got to look at your shop manager. Look at how stressed out they are all the time. They're always at work. They always say, I'm here, I'm the first one here, and I'm the last one to leave. Probably because your family hates you. My opinion. I don't know. Hopefully not. But usually, that's the case, man. From what I've seen, that's usually the case. And I respect the shop managers and the business owners that can do it and keep their sanity and not popping pills and drinking fucking bourbon and rum and whatever the fuck you drink and losing their shit and sacrificing their family. Because there's nothing more important than your family, dude. Your kids. Imagine your son, your daughter has their first game and you're in Colorado. You can't go to it. Imagine how they would feel about that. That's the way I look at things. So basically, if you want to make big bucks like the manager or shop owners, be willing to sacrifice. Be willing to sacrifice a lot to get it. And if that's what you want to do, go for it, man. I ain't fucking telling you not to. I ain't gonna. I'm fine right now. Do I want more money? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Serious? You think I want to keep living where I live right now? I can't afford this place. Barely. It's expensive down here. That's all I got to say about that. I want to move up in the mountains, live in a fucking trailer, dude. That's what I want to do. Not really, but a cabin in the woods. Log cabin, not no wheels on it. So, on one of the last podcasts, I talked about another podcast host talking shit about me, and they sent me the clip. And it was the Jaded Mechanic podcast. He had a guest on there. Guest was smart. He was a cool dude. And he brought up how my podcast, if anybody listens to my podcast, it's a lot of good laughs and how I say what everybody wants to say but won't say it. Something like that. I don't know. And the host of the podcast called me a... he called me a knuckle-dragger. Actor. How I don't represent the industry and he does. And I don't know, just some Canadian Trudeau voting bullshit. I don't know. And I thought it was hilarious. So what I got to do now, since I've been called out, is what the kids say. I got to clap back. So that's coming. Nothing against them. the Jaded Mechanic podcast. Nothing against him. He does his thing his way. I do mine my way. That's all. There's tons of podcasts out there. Go listen to all of them. You might like his podcast better than mine. Go for it. You don't have to listen to this shit. You know, I don't do this podcast to try to get sponsorships, try to get people to go to training classes, or, you know, I had a few people come on my flat rate text page and try to post their training seminar bullshit, and I blocked them, because I'm going to let one of them go ahead and advertise on there, and you all are going to fucking click on it and pay them $60 or whatever to a failed technician who can't work in a dealership anymore. And then he's going to be hammered drunk like that one guy was. And then he's going to go on another podcast, which is within the same system, and talk about how it was his medication. My medication was what I took a lot of NyQuil, and then the doctor gave me a prescription, but it was the wrong prescription, and then it made me slur my speech and be drunk. But I got paid. I don't know. My opinion. But listen, this podcast is comedy in the truth, okay? I don't hold back. I talk my opinions, and most of these opinions are from you guys in your emails. You ask me questions, and I tell you what the fuck I think. You don't have to listen to it. If you don't like it, don't listen, dude. Anyways, you gotta go to the Shop Life YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and check out my video on my hero, Scotty Kilmer. His fucking hands swinging around. You gotta watch it, dude. I had this big plan to make this video. And then this is why it took so long. Is because if I plan something, and I want to make it really good, and have mouth movements, and you know how in his videos he has these pop-ups of these Chinese kid and all this shit when he talks about Chinese people. And I was going to do all of that. And then once I start thinking to myself, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm not going to do it, dude, because I lose interest in it. Too much work. I say, fuck it. So I just did it the way I do them all. Just basic, watch it and get a laugh out of it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. I just found that anytime I try to put too much work into something like that, that I just do for fun, I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to finish it. So I just put them out the way I put them out. That's all. Go over there and subscribe to that channel, Shop Life. Search Flat Rate Tech Podcast or Shop Life. I don't know. It used to be Flat Rate Tech Podcast, and I changed it to Shop Life. So I have more fun making those videos than I do this podcast. Facebook, Instagram. Didn't they take TikTok away? Hey, remember when Facebook got shut down? I made a meme about that. I put down in the meme, I said, now all the managers have to actually go out there and manage a shop instead of talking about it on a Facebook forum about how good they are as managers. haters. All right, that's all I got. Questions, comments, emails. I've had emails about people wanting to be guests on here. I got you on a list, and I don't know if you'll ever be on, honestly, because I still haven't looked at how to record with guests, because that's how lazy I am. Actually, that's because I have a lot of shit to do, and I'm tired of having guests say they're going to come on, and then they don't come on. And they make up some story about how they're afraid to come on the podcast or something. I don't know.
I gotta go to a wedding. I forgot. I had to go to a funeral.
Come on, man. All right. I'll catch y'all next week, maybe. If not the week after that. Later.